bless you all, families and friends. Good morning. I truly believe and I truly think you know as well that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in him. Amen. I'm telling you, just like the songwriter said, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. I got a question. Do you have any doubt on this morning when you rose? Amen. So we just thank God once again and always give him the honor and give him, my God, the praise. And we just say thank him. My hat goes off to many of you. Guess what? Amen. This year is almost out. You still holding strong. You still keeping on. At the end of the day, this road have not been easy. But once we look back on our life, we can truly say, as the songwriter say, I can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Amen. Can somebody testify that this morning? Can you throw your church cyber internet wave, my God, up in the air and say, that's me, Pastor. I can't believe he brought me this far to leave me. That was going out to somebody real quick. Side step message to somebody out there in the world. Therefore, we give thanks and honor to our, my God, partners and listeners all over the world. Brother Az, my God, we thank God for United Kingdom. God bless you. We thank God for our brothers and sisters over there in Norway. It's a blessing. Amen. We thank God for you all as well. South Africa, my God, we thank God for you as well. Amen. And we thank God for the shout out in different things that you are, my God, giving us. It's always a blessing, amen, for each and every one of you. And our partners and listeners, my God, internationally, we thank you for tuning in. Canada, God bless you as well. Fiji, you know I ain't forget about you. We send you shout-outs every day, amen, and we still going to keep on sending you shout-out because we are your family, my God Almighty, that loves each and every one of you. Amen. Right here in the United States of America, it is a blessing from state to state. My God, northeast, west, and south, especially up north of us. My God, Almighty, New York, God bless you all. We send a shout-out to you all as well. California, all of you all. Missouri, we thank God for all of you all for tuning in. My God, Almighty, to your church family. Social media, it's a blessing that you choose us, my God, to be your church media social family. We're going to keep on keeping on, and we're going to keep on pressing on. Amen. And is anybody, my God, out there in social media testify that at the end of the day, I really understand that the race is not given to the swift, because this year we have not been fast. I haven't been quick. Things have not come, my God, always, my God, speedily or to the strong. And this year we can testify that we have not been we have not been strong all the time. We have not been the one that, listen, I can hold up, I can keep on keeping on. But guess what? We realize if we can just keep on moving, because at the end of the day, he that endures to the end, I declare and decree that you speak it over your life, speak it over your family, that I am a endure, no matter what kind of shock come at me, no matter what kind of decision, no matter what type of shift that happened in the world, that I am a overcomer. Come on, somebody, and give your neighbor in the mirror in the social media world a high five. You might not can't see him, just say, I high five you in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and keep on moving on and moving on. We're just going to go ahead and get our very own mother. Y'all already know she's the mother of the OG, she's the original mother, to give us that sweet warming, amen, that you all be tuning in for and will be tuning in for, amen. But at the end of the day, Pastor ain't mad at all. At least you tuned in, amen. We want to bring forth our mother, OG, Mother Helen. God bless you.
Ah, God bless you, Pastor. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. Yes, on behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, the lady elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family. Oh, we welcome you, our international visitors, the ones in the United States locally. We just welcome you. We want you to sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear rhema words from God. And again, the ADM family welcomes you. God bless you, Apostle. Back in your hands.
in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have.
God bless you all. Thank you. Amen. Because God is good. We thank God for my God Almighty. We thank God for our mother bringing us that warm, my God Almighty, that warm welcome. At the end of the day, she told us something to make sure we have our safety tightened up on, because we want to make sure that we do not injure ourselves or, matter of fact, bring, my God, any kind of safety concern, because we already know taking flight and taking off into the spirit of the living God, it may get a little turbulent, but at the end of the day, long as we are anchored in the spirit of the Lord, we ain't going to drift away, amen, but we will ride into his presence, amen. God bless you all again, amen, amen. Let's go ahead and get ready for our prayer of this morning with our very own evangelist, Elect Nita. God bless you.
God bless you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to you, Father God. We thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to you this morning, Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord Jesus, with all humbleness, Father God, all humility, Lord Jesus. Come in, Father God, into your presence, Lord Jesus. Come in, Lord Jesus, withholding nothing, Lord Jesus, so we can receive the word, Father God, that you and only you, Father God, choose to deliver to the land, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come, Lord Jesus, seeking your face first this morning, Father. Seeking you, Lord Jesus, for guidance, Lord Jesus. Seeking you, Father God, for the love that you have for us, Father God. Seeking you, Lord Jesus, for peace, Father God. Seeking you, Lord Jesus, for understanding, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just ask you on this morning, Lord Jesus, to touch the man of God who's bringing the word, Father God. To, Father, continue, Lord Jesus, to pour into him, Father God. Fill him up, Lord Jesus, where he overflows, Father God. Because the overflow, Father God, is touching the people, Lord Jesus. Father God, we stand right here to you this morning, Lord Jesus. Wherever we're at on this earth, Father God, with our hands open, Father God, in a posture, Father God, to receive, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father God, asking, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Ghost power, Father God, to take over, Father God. We asking you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Ghost power, Father God, to bring a fresh anointing, Father God. We asking, Father God, that you blow, Lord Jesus, blow your wind from the east, Father God, from the west, Lord, from the north, Father God, from the south, Lord Jesus. Allow your ministering angels, Father God, to touch, Father God, each and every last one of us, Father God. Continue to protect us, Lord Jesus, on this day, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this hour, Father God. This hour, Lord Jesus, that you orchestrated, Father God. This hour, Father God, that you chose, Lord Jesus, for us to eat your bread, Father God, and drink, Father God, so we may thirst no more, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're just asking, Lord Jesus, for a word, Father God, to carry us through, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Father God, to just wrap us all up in one bundle this morning, Father God, and let us, Lord Jesus, receive, Father God, receive, Lord Jesus, what you have for us, Father God. Lord, as we end this broadcast, Father God, we ask, before we end this broadcast, Father God, we ask you, Lord, for souls to be saved, Lord Jesus. People running, Father God, even if it's through an internet altar, Father God, a social media altar, Father God, running, Father God, so we can receive, Father God, your salvation, the salvation, Father, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, we come, Father God, just thanking you, Lord Jesus, blessing you, Lord Jesus, giving you your honor, Father God, giving you all your praises, Father God, as this word comes forth on the day, Lord. I'm not sitting here thinking that it's not going to be anything, Father God, but extraordinary, Father, because you are a majestic God, Father God, and you know exactly what your people need, Lord. So I say, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to come and show out as you always do. We ask you, Father God, to allow us, Father God, to move anything, Lord, that's going to hinder us, Father, from receiving, Lord,
which you, Father, has already prepared, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord Jesus, we say to you, we are ready. We are ready for whatever it is that you have, Father God. And we're ready, Father God, to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody, just take a few minutes and just worship the Lord with us and all over the world. Just take a few minutes and worship the Lord. Amen. I want someone to just take a few minutes and just thank him. Amen. All that that's been going on around you, all that you don't seen, all that you don't heard, that you wasn't a part of it. Amen. You just need to take a few minutes and just glorify his holy name. Take a few minutes and just worship him and thank him. Amen. Some of you just need to take a few minutes and thank him for your family. Some of you need to take a few minutes, amen, because at the end of the day, even though things, my God almighty, happened in your life, but you kept putting on signs of recovery, signs of blessing, signs that everything is going to be all right, signs that even though it was a crooked path, that signs of that it is going to be made straight, as the scripture declares that I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Somebody needs to just take a few minutes and worship the Lord right there in your living room. Worship the Lord right there wherever you at in the world. Just take a minute and just give him glory. Some of you need to take a few minutes. I understand that you've been giving glory all year. I understand you've been giving him glory all the way up to this point. But some of you need to put something back into your saving account. Give him the glory for tomorrow. Give him the glory even though we have not seen what is going to take place within a week or two or 3 weeks for now, but we're going to give him the glory anyways. We're going to prophesy to our future. I dare somebody this morning begin to just give God the glory, give him the praise, prophesy to him for your tomorrow, prophesy to him for your next week, prophesy under the unction of the Holy Ghost for 3 or 4 weeks from now, because at the end of the day, if it have not been for the Lord on our side, I don't know where we will be. Amen. You just need to go ahead and give God the glory and magnify him right there, because the Lord is good and his mercy endure. It ain't part time. It ain't something. It don't run out of steam. It don't get tired. It does not feel like I want to mess with you. Endure forever. Amen. So we just thank him. We're going to thank him and give him the praise. Amen. Amen. We just give him the praise. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you again. Amen. Especially for tuning in with us. Amen. And we're just going to give God the praise and magnify his holy name. Amen. I got a special word. Just I truly believe that it's really going to help many of you, and it's really going to help you to really understand where you are in the process of your life. Amen. It's good to where, you know, it's good to where we find clarity and understanding, especially in the process of our life. Amen. One thing about it is that makes the walk kind of difficult. Amen. To where we don't understand what phase we are in, or understand what process in our life that we are in. But once that clarity really comes, and have a scale or guideline to pinpoint where the process in my life, where I'm at and where I'm going, it will encourage you, it will motivate you, it will give you that extra drive and extra push. I found out in life, amen, when people don't have that extra drive and extra push because they cannot see beyond their situation, and they've been in their situation for so long time to where they don't feel as though a change is going to come. Things is going to happen. And one thing about the enemy, as we begin to educate you all, especially pertaining to the kingdom of God, the enemy, the sign of darkness, people look at darkness as evil. Darkness is not of God. Darkness of the devil. You got to understand, darkness is pretty much an individual that doesn't know. The terminology is ignorant, amen, to the fact or to the lack of information that you don't know. That's what the enemy don't want you to know, the things that is going on in your life and the things that is going on around you, if it can keep you into a lack of understanding, amen, understanding, that's one of the core things with God is understanding about what's going on in your life. Never believe and never think that God do not want you to walk and understand that pertaining to your life. Amen? Amen. We're going to get ready for the announcements real quick because, amen, I could go. Y'all just don't know. Amen? In the name of the Lord. Listen. Before First Lady come on and greet us with announcement, I just want to share this on a part of announcement. Due to our New Year's service, amen, it will not we will not attend a physical New Year's service, amen. We will not attend a physical New Year's service, amen. So at the end of the day, we'll let you know what we will do. Pastor will be able to give you to that word on New Year's Eve and get something to you. Amen. For we could go. It's just going to be a little bit different this year. We will not attend even. We will not have a ordained service. Amen. We will postpone ordained service to sometime on next year. But the one special evangelist elect and different ones that will be ordained, they will be acknowledged before this year's out as evangelists and different things like that. But the actually ceremony will happen sometime next year. Amen. So we will keep you all posted on when. We want to make sure all friends and families have a chance to attend. We don't want to exclude no one out, especially for a ceremony. Different individuals work hard their entire life, amen, to be able to get promoted in the spirit realm of the Lord, amen. It's not easy, but at the end of the day, it's dedication, it's hard work, it's push, and individuals need to deserve. They deserve. They actually things done correctly, amen, amen. We don't want to have stepped on. We don't want to have do anything. So I just want to share that with you all. Listen, I want you all to just keep on pressing on, amen. Keep on doing what we're doing, doing what you're doing. I thank you for all. From pastor, for the pastor desk, all that was givers, amen. You truly been a blessing to the ministry, and what it happened is in this day and time, it helps us, amen, for the ministry to keep on doing ministry. Understand that the ministry is still keep on doing ministry, but we able to help different individuals in the ministry as different needs and different things may come up, and we able to be a blessing to individuals. Amen. How many of you all was blessed? Different individuals that was blessed from Thanksgiving. To where your Thanksgiving donation came to your door. Understand this. This did not come, the food that you received did not come from food bank or different things. Amen. It came from a financial that was spent for Instacart to come straight to your home, to your door. Amen. And because of the giving that the saints was that was able to give, we was able to give quality. And we was able to stand by that, amen. And like, it's nothing wrong with food bank. I want to let everyone know it's nothing wrong with individual. But at the end of the day, you know, we just want to let you know that was something that the ministry did not got donated to them. You know, we actually, you know, sent it to your homes from Instacart, amen. So we just want to be a blessing, and that's all because of the giving, all because of individuals, people that sown. We're not laying out that amount you gave. We don't care about the amount, amen. That's between you and God. Your quality is between you and God. Pastor don't know your quality. Nobody don't knows your quality other than you and God. So we thank God for even the little babies for 50 cents. That 50 cents was able to go 25 cents. It was able to put with some to be a blessing to somebody else. That 50 cent or 25 cent that less that we had to be concerned about to make sure it was covered. My God. So we thank God even for the baby. It was able to be a blessing. Amen. And you all are able to be a blessing for we could be able to take care of our church family. Always remember, we might not have it yet. Amen. To stretch our wings out further to many peoples all over the world and bring them in like we like to do, but we do have resources or we do have a storehouse in our own ministry, but we can make sure our families and friends that believe and support our ministry, amen, be able to be blessed and have something for their home, amen, and have something for their lives, amen. So we just want to thank you all, and Pastor just really want to thank you all for making it possible and for making the ministry, making the peoples of God depend on the ministry, and that's how the gospel supposed to go. It's not about a man, it's not about a woman, it's about the ministry that we believe and that we know now that God connect us with, and it's God is leading, and it's God the foundation of the Lord that we could depend on and be able to put something in it. And when it's time to withdraw from it, we able to withdraw out of it. Amen. So that's a blessing all by itself. Here comes First Lady, amen, with announcements. Amen.
Good morning, ABM family. I miss you all so much. I'm really, really anxious to, well, I know the word said be anxious for nothing, but I'm anticipating seeing you all in a service in 2021. We're praying that, you know, we will be released at some point to meet again. But until then, what I want you all to do, we want to be able to send all of our ADM member, all of our ADM members holiday cards. So if you all, I know that we have most of your addresses, but if you will, if you can take some time out between today and tomorrow to send your correct mailing address to the text message thread. Remember, it's a confidential text thread that is not shared. No one else can see it except us. So if you can go ahead and take a moment out to send those addresses to us so that we can make sure that we send you a holiday card to you and your family, just so you all will know that we're in your thoughts and that you're in our thoughts and prayers throughout this holiday season. We only have about 25, 26 more days left in this year. And we're going to continue to let you all know that you are deeply in our prayers and our thoughts. And you know, we really realize that this has been a trying 6 or 7 months, but we are committed to making sure that you have the support that you need, the tangible support that you need. We do realize that APS and some of the other schools are returning on tomorrow, next week. And please, if you are still in need of face masks or hand sanitizers or just anything, any protective gear that you might need in order to keep our kids safe, please do not hesitate to reach out. Do not wait till the last minute. Even if it is the last minute, we'll definitely try our best to accommodate you, because at the end of the day, we realize that the numbers are rising. And we realize that this pandemic is still in full effect. And we do know that the superintendents, they've made a decision, and for some reason we have to comply and want to make sure that our ADM family is well taken care of in that area. So again, make sure you send your addresses and make sure if you are in need of any support in the area of masks, hand sanitizers, or just anything, just feel free to reach out and let us know. I want to go ahead and give a special shout out to Sister Deshaun, my sister, who took the time out to make sure that all of those Thanksgiving baskets were sent out to the respective homes, that you all had exactly what you needed in order to have a great Thanksgiving meal. So Deshaun, thank you for your labor of love. It has not gone unnoticed. All of the ADM family members who were recipient of those baskets, they truly appreciate all of your hard work in making sure that everything was handled properly. So thank you. I know this is a special month for you. It's your birthday month, and we'll be celebrating you towards the end of the month. And also, if we do have any December birthdays aside from Sister Deshaun and Sister Tisha Rochelle, I think I messed up your name, but Chan's mom, I know those two birthdays are in December, but if we have any other December birthdays, please be sure to let us know, because we want to make sure that your ADN family acknowledge you in a special way on this month. We do know that sometimes the December babies get overshadowed by Christmas, but we want to make sure that you are set apart on this special month. And I think that's all I have. Just continue to stay encouraged as we finish the last couple of days of this month. We know that some days get a little tough, and you need a little encouragement. So I just want you to go ahead and just remember that I'm sending encouragement for the rest of the week, because we all need encouragement, because sometimes we just don't know which way to go. But God is definitely our light and our shield, and he's going to continue to take us to where we need to go if we depend on him and not our own strength. So, Adrian, we love you. Continue to stay encouraged. Continue to take one day at a time. And like I said earlier, be anxious for nothing. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the apostle. Stay encouraged.
Amen. We just thank you, First Lady, for the announcement. We just thank God for each and every one of you all that is keeping on and holding on. Amen. I'm telling you that being in the ministry, even in this day and time, my God, it really shows the strength and the unity and the faithfulness of the family. Because at the end of the day, one thing I love about this, and it makes me want to pastor even harder and pastor even more. Because seeing many of you stand plugged in without a building, without us face to face, without you coming to a location, being held accountable, without somebody laying eyes on you, got the hug on you, that lets me know, and it really makes me feel great and want to do more teaching with you all, that all the teaching that we've been given, especially the relationship with God and all this, all these things, that God done had me to pour out, that it haven't been in vain. It haven't been gone in vain. Because at the end of the day, it's not so much of the family of people that you're connecting in your church. It's your relationship with God. And one thing that I do know, and especially in what it has shown, that many of you, you are connected to God. Because that's the only way you can be connected to your ministry. Right now, the only way you can be connected to your pastor and first lady is through the spirit realm, man. Because there's no other way, or there's no other thing that is happening right now other than it's happening in the spirit realm. And you really trust us as a leader that God placed us. So it's really motivating me to really see how the faithfulness and the connection, and you got many of your saints and your colleagues and members that don't even know how faithful you are and don't even see you. So it's not about people, the attention from other people is really about that you truly want to have a walk with God. And it's very motivating and it's very exciting. This is so refreshing to where I've seen how through this pandemic, how we had to make changes, whatever. And I'm telling you, we might had one or two, maybe three individuals, amen, that had to, had to go on, or they decide to go on, but at the end of the day, for everybody else, you hung in there. You hung in there, so, you know, it's a blessing, and, you know, I just want to say thank you, because at the end of the day, our relationship in the spirit realm, it goes deeper, and it will go everlasting, that agape love, than it is in the natural. That natural realm can be broken. Natural relationship, or you try to have a natural connection, it can be broken. It can be severed. You'll walk away. You'll end up leaving because your relationship wasn't about the spirit connecting, or you connected in the spirit through God, not through the people, but through God first. It was all about natural. And because when you about natural and people are connected to different things, dealing with the natural and they self, amen, that relationship will end. and it doesn't matter how much, how things may go, how things work out, eventually has an end point. But when a spiritual is connected or a spiritual ties is there, it doesn't matter. We're going to be going through the thick and thin. Even though we might not have to pick up the phone and I call you or you hear from Pastor Voice all throughout the week, at the end of the day, you can make some connection in the spirit realm. Oh, yeah, I feel First Lady. I can feel Pastor. Now. I can feel my church family. They behind me. They praying for me. I can feel it. I can feel it. And that is something that Pastor always talk about, that I have connection with people in the spirit realm other than the natural. Because that spirit realm is a very good realm. So thank you all, amen. Thank you all. We almost at the is almost at the end of the tunnel where we starting to see light, amen. And we will be back worshiping with each other. And one thing that I love and I can't wait when we get back worshiping with each other, I don't have to question with this group. That are they for their ministry and for God? That's one thing I'm going to have to question it, because the pandemic already showed if you ain't, you know, eventually you will drift away or walk away or just go ahead on. Amen. It will happen. But if you fought me, it doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, I cannot wait for us to get in these trenches, begin to work and begin to put our hand in, begin to help these souls to be saved and motivated, encouraged and empowered and all this stuff, because I know that we're going to be able to do it as a family because we stayed through the hard times as a what? As a family, amen. So thank you all. Once again, my shout out and love go out to all you all, genuine. Thank you for refreshing me as a pastor and just keep it. I just love this. It just, I just love the job, amen, that the Lord chose me to do. I just love it. But I want to give y'all some 4 points real quick, then we're going to get out of here. Amen. I'm going to let you go. And I just really want to help you to understand and see different things in your life and where you are and where and you can pinpoint where you are. Always remember the ending. God always revealed to us the ending. We always have dreams, have vision about how we want our life, why our life is going, and you know, the outcome of our life. We have these dreams. These things happen to us. We begin to see in the future about different things. It's the same thing dealing with, and that's going to be my foundation of our foundation of the message in the scripture that I'm come from, even with Moses, amen. Moses seen the promised land. He seen different things, amen. So he had the ending in sight. Always got to give you the ending. That's the fourth point right there. The ending is the fourth point. But the first 3 points, that's where we have to realize, we have to recognize where we are in life, amen. And a lot of times, a lot of things that I really understand or we understand, understanding comes in to many things in our life or many things in the area of my life. It gives you the motivation not only to keep on pushing, but you can work on yourself and you could be able to work on the different things to help yourself to mature and be developed. But a person that doesn't work on their self and doesn't take the time to mature and develop their self, amen, because they really don't see what the where or really understand where their life is going or really understand where they are going in life, and they trying to fit in. So because of them of the individual trying to fit in some area and trying to make something happen, they got all these issues going on. They all these different personality, all these different characters, all these different pleasing people and giving people, looking for recognition and looking for different things, the pat on the backs and encouragement, looking for different input for people. You know, so easy to get hurt about different things, that if it ain't going your way or going their way, or somebody is with them and different things like that, and look like you get they're getting corrected, and it's all these type of issues, because it's not about they see where they're going, they see where they are, and they trying to get to trying to figure out a place of where they're going, amen. And they're not ready to deal with who? Their self, amen. And that's something that we have to understand. The first point, the point that I really want to make, amen, and I'm not going to be on this point long, but this first point that I really want to make, that where the download happens. At the end of the day, amen, you begin to get programmed, get download to what you want to happen in your life. And that's where it takes you from that point to the ending point. Always remember that these three points that I'm going to show you, or I want to help you to understand, is always connected to the fourth point. The fourth point always connected to the finished product. But the first point, amen, that the download, other words, the first point is dealing with your mentality. It's dealing with the processes. It's dealing with the thought. It's dealing with the change of mentality. It's dealing with the change of how you perceive and think, the change of how you're receiving things, amen? And it's dealing with your mentality, and that mentality always connected to where you want to go, amen? So when a person begins to change their mentality, or change their mindset, or change their perception of how they see things, because at the end of the day, they have a finished result. The finished result may be, I want to keep more money, finances increases. The finished result may be, I do not want to sabotage relationship. I want to have a healthy relationship. I see myself having a healthy relationship. I see myself having a healthy marriage or going to get married. So we begin to see these things at the beginning, amen, and at the beginning as the mind begin to develop, amen, for where we are going. So first thing we have to do is, and that give us a sense of direction. So we need a sense of direction first, amen. We need a direction that where we're going to go in life, a direction first. Now, this is the piece that I want to help you with. Now, your sense of direction mainly don't have to come from yourself, because when Moses got his sense of direction, or his direction, amen, my God, his mother put him in a basket, amen, and put him in the river as a child and floated him along the wayside. Y'all hear me? Floated him along the wayside. So he was out there without no stability or without no support. It was just the guidance of the Lord, amen? It was just the guidance of the current to position Moses, amen, to where he needs to be what? Developed. To where his mindset, his personality, his outlook, it needs to be developed. Times, God got to take you out of your environment. Sometimes, God got to take you out of your self-pity party. Sometimes, God got to take my God Almighty. I said that more than somebody give me an amen. Sometimes God got to take you out of yourself and connect you with something else to help develop your mindset, to help develop your perception. Understand this. You already got the vision or got the direction for your life. It's already downloaded. It's already embedded into you. What God has for you, somebody about to help me with that last part. It is for who? It is for you. But sometimes when God positioned you, it ain't going to feel good. You don't know where you're going to go. But understand this. You always have the finished product of where you are going. Amen? Amen. So Moses had to get raised by the family that he, my God, even though he did not understand or could not understand as a baby, that he really did not know. Amen. Sometimes God will position you in areas, amen, to where it seems like all people just pointing at me, getting on me, dealing with me. All it is about me. Amen. Because at the end of the day, once you are revealed, my God Almighty, where God is taking you or what he was doing, you'll understand that it was already connected to the fourth point, amen, and that is my goal, my vision. My money ain't acting funny. My honey is not acting funny. Things in my life is prosperous. Let's go down now to the second point. Now the second phase is now not only me, my God Almighty is coming in connection, amen, with what God has for me, or the dreams, or the vision, or the different things that is in my life. Now it's me trying to be, now it's time for me to be what? Develop. Now I have to go to a point to where I'm I am raised. I am mature. Understand this. Now I'm finna help you, my God, to realize some of you where you are. This is what you got to understand. Because you're 30, 40, and 50 years old, that doesn't mean in your plan, that the plan of life God has for you, you are 30, 40, 50 years old. With the plan that God has for you, you could be a 5-year-old individual. You could be a 10-year-old individual in the spirit realm. You could be an 8-year-old individual, even though you probably be 40 or 50 or 60 years old in the natural. But as you mature and being developed for the plan that God has, is I'm helping somebody right there? The plan that God has for you in your life, you could still be a babe up under Christ. Even though you don't live a natural adult life, that doesn't mean the plan that God has for you or the plan or the future that you already seen in the first fourth point, that you already adult enough, got it made. My God, the Bible declares that you humble yourself down as a child. It's just not talking about, my God, entering in the kingdom of heaven, because in the kingdom of heaven is everywhere, but in every area in your life. Other words, you need to humble yourself down as a child for you can be mature into the area where you're going as an adult. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Y'all hear me there. Amen. So now that plan, see, you won't never embrace that process of being developed, being taught. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you come in with your adult mind to where you have not established, my God, the adult place where you're trying to go. Other words, you come in with your immature self, amen, trying to establish a mature place with your immature self, amen. And this is where you got to have a teachable spirit, amen. You got to have a person to be teachable. I love this concept, my God, that God shared with me about the child and about Moses, because one thing about a child, they don't come, my God, when they obey, they don't come with all their problems and issues as if it cannot be worked out. Y'all about to hear me. When they come with a problem, they come in with a problem because they don't have, they ain't for sure you don't have an answer. They are confident that you have, y'all about to talk to me this morning, that you have an answer. Let the child, let one of your child's in the natural that needs something. Mama, my shoes are tore up. Daddy, my shoes are broken. Amen. They confident that they're going to get a new pair of shoes. Amen. They confident that something is going to happen, because at the end of the day, they realize that at the, in the house that they was going, at the house that they are living in, that we might not have the best, but at the end of the day, we have something that we could be thankful about. So that first phase that, my God, as an adolescent, they begin to learn. They begin to learn with vision. Y'all hear me? They begin to learn to see. They begin to learn to hear. So they begin to process. See, some of you folks, you trying to put things in where God said, I don't need you to put anything in. I need you to hush up, shut up, open your eyes, see with your eyes, learn with your eyes, and listen, my God Almighty, with your ears. Amen. We always want to interject our problems, our issue. Amen. We won't always want to interject, this is what I got going on. Baby, it ain't about what you got going on right now. It's about what God going to take you. Remember, God had to pull you out, my God Almighty, of that situation you was in, out of your own living arrangement, out of your own set, out of your own place to where you don't stop up, out of your own place you into another atmosphere, amen, not to get a self-pity party, not to get a crying party, but finna take you to your fourth point, gonna take you into your what? Destiny. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Gonna take you into your blessing, amen. You got to understand, when God begins to connect you, we cannot have 2 and 3 grown people living in the same house. Somebody need to humble themselves down and learn something for somebody, amen. Somebody need to humble themselves down. What Moses looked like, my God, as a child, my God, then when he realized that, listen, I didn't come for you. Let me run this show up in here. I'm going to run this show. I'm going to tell y'all know how to grow. I'm going to tell you how to be a blessing. I'm going to tell you how to walk in prosperity. Moses, you got to understand Moses' generation or genealogy did not come from a blessed place. Amen. The mother understood that I need to send you off for you can have a better place. And sometimes God got to send you off to a place to where you're not the no longer the smartest person in the room. I can't get no amen on that, First Lady. Sometimes God got to ship you off and put your grown self in a basket for you can realize that you ain't the smartest person in the room no more. You ain't the wealthiest person in your own in your own establishment. That God don't place you around greater. God don't place you around more. But if you want to come with your own mindset, all you're doing is stopping your growth as an adolescent. So the first stage that when God puts you in this place is a time for vision. It's a time to hear. It's a time to hush up. Stop giving your own interjection, all your own input, your own opinion. Your opinion don't matter right now until your opinion is proven in your life. This is where we got to be visual. This is where we listen. This is where we learn. Not only, my God, with what we hear, but also, y'all help me here, with what we see. Now, as we begin to learn and begin to take in, here comes the developing stage. You don't be developed until you have something to be developed with. I'm going to say that again. Your developing stage does not be developed until you have something to be developed with. How can I develop or make a cake and I don't have the ingredients to make the cake? I don't have the instructions. Amen. I could get the ingredients, throw it all in a pot, but guess what? It don't come out like a cake that is like a good cake. Amen. Some of you might got some ingredients, but you don't have the instructions in the direction that goes with. Y'all about to hear me this morning. Goes with the ingredients. Amen. So now you're trying to bake a cake on your own because now your grown self, amen, got the ingredients. Now you already figured that I used these instructions 5 years ago. Baby, if it ain't worked for you 5 years ago and it ain't working for you now, what you think is going to work for you, my God, later on. Amen. So sometimes God got to show you or trying to help you that you need to throw away all that stuff 5 years ago, and I'm giving you a new format, new formula, a new direction, new instructions, new ingredients that you can put with this and put with that, and the outcome is always connected to the fourth point. Amen? The fourth point. Now watch this here. Now we begin to see and we begin to learn. Now it's time for us to be developed. What is being developed? Developed dealing with application. It deals with applying the information, applying what I learned, applying not only in that establishment, but I take it from that establishment and apply it in my every area of my life. See, many of us are missing the point because only thing that is working in certain establishment, but because we just apply it in certain establishment, it's not working in other areas because we don't work, my God, or apply it in our other areas in our life. We don't make it our scripture. We don't make it the way of life. We don't make it our new standards. We don't make it, my God, as something. This is our foundation that we're going to go up on. Understand this. God is just trying to help you to get to your fourth point. God is just trying to help you to get to your blessed place. Many of us, if we could just take a pause right now and begin to examine our life, how many of us is still stuck at trying to be a baby, but yet we still trying to be a grown baby. And God said it ain't time for you to grow up yet. I still got to chastise you. I still got to spank you because you want to come with your grown self and bring it over here into a new area, a new point where I'm trying to get you to reach your dreams, reach your goal. You don't see yourself, my God Almighty, my God, laying up for vacation and going different places, not worrying about finances. You don't see your life. You don't see yourself healthy, and you don't see yourself running, my God Almighty, doing things, my God, that you thought you were never ever to do again. You don't see yourself, my God Almighty, living fine, driving fine, riding fine. Oh, you don't see that self. You already had that for your life. And now I got to bust everything up and redirect you for you could come to that place. Y'all hear me? So now as you begin to be developed and now as you learn, first step is learning. First step is learning with visual, learning with your ears, not learning with your mouth, not trying to be opinionated, trying to tell folks you're doing that wrong, you're doing that wrong. Well, if you was doing everything right, you'll be in a place where you want to be at right now. Y'all better hear me. Let me keep moving on. So, therefore, now I hear, now I got it, now I'm being developed, now I'm applying different information, now I'm applying different things, and now I'm applying at the end of the day. At the end of the day, sometimes when you apply things, sometimes it don't work out like you need to work. You have to keep on what? Keeping on, keeping on. Amen? You got to keep on what? Applying. I remember, my God, certain things that my mother don't taught me, especially dealing with cooking, dealing with different things. As I don't try and do everything, it just didn't come out right. How many of you all done tried that before, to where you don't try to go by recipes and different things, and it seems like, my God, I'm doing the same thing you doing, but it's just not coming out right. It's just not doing something right. What you have to do? Keep on keeping on. You got to keep on trying it over and over and over again. This is where I want to encourage somebody this morning and tell you, baby, I understand you got the ingredients now. You understand you trying to apply the instruction, but don't you give up, because you have not seen nothing manifest yet. Don't you give up because you have not seen something come to pass yet. The Bible declares that I shall and you will and you shall pray without ceasing. I want to talk to somebody, my God, this morning. My God, you probably seen that yourself, my God, that you was at a baby stage. You probably seen yourself. You probably were doing something not right. You was doing something wrong. But I want to let you know, at the end of the day, even though it was easy, even though God had to bring correction, even though that God had to bring redirection, at the end of the day, I'm going to keep on applying. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on being around company of individuals that I'm not smart of, because it's where I'm trying to go. It's the where I don't see it. I want to renew somebody's vision. I want to renew somebody's dreams. I want to encourage somebody, even though we in a pandemic 2020, at the end of the day, what God has for you, somebody about to help me this morning, it is, oh yes, for me. So now watch this. So now God had to reposition me, replanted me, not as an adult, but as a baby, not as somebody that I already got all this information, I know this thing, but as a child, that where I listen. Now I'm in a place to where I gravitate, I begin to connect, to look, to listen, and to learn with my eyes, to learn with my ears, amen. As I'm learning with my eyes, as I'm learning with my ears, I begin to grow, I begin to be developed, not to be the smartest person in that room at that point, but to be the individual, my God Almighty, that able to apply what I learned with my eyes, what I learned with my ears, amen. Many of you trying to get into a new financial bracket in your life. Some of you probably be already in the 3 figures. Some of you trying to get into 4 and 5 figures, amen. Well, you got to get around 4 and 5 figure folks. And when you get around 4 or 5 figure folks, don't you try to be the smartest person in the room. You need to listen with your ears, and you need to listen, learn with your eyes, amen. For you could be able to pick up different things, for you could be able to walk into the area that you see your life. God wants many of you blessed, and God wants some of you blessed, but God told me to tell some of you all, you got to stop having your own opinion where your opinion is not needed. You got to stop trying to redirect people and re-come at people, amen. What God said, I'm trying to work on you. They are fine, but you need to deal with you, amen. And that's something that we all as individuals, especially by nature of life, amen, we really have to understand when we are redirected or repositioned in a new place in our life. At the end of the day, we got to humble ourselves back down as a what? As a child. Because it brings me to my fourth point now. Because at the end of the day, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. All that you done been through, all that you applying, guess what? You're not living like you used to live. Your finances is not like it used to be. Amen. Your health is not like it was. Everything is bigger now. It is stronger now. It is better now. And all that what I went through is just for God to develop me where I'm going. All that I came through, it was just for God to develop me to where I'm going. Can I encourage somebody all over the world? This, my God Almighty, noonday Eastern Standard Time, I want to let somebody know at the end of the day, baby, all that you done went through, my God Almighty, God have not forgot about you. It was just all a preparation. It was all a development to bring you into a place where God, my God Almighty, has for your life. You got to understand, many of you already declared, many of you already decreed, and God done, my God Almighty, accepted, or he done petitioned, my God accepted many of you requested, and because he accepted your request, that God, that you declare that my life is never going to be the same. And God say, yes, I accepted that. Now I need to take you from your grown self and put you as a child. Somebody by the tail, help me right here. My God, many of you, you don't declare, you don't decree that my finances is going to change. And now God done took you out of your financial environment and place you into a new one. He done put you as a child. And now it's your time. My God, is there anybody this morning and say, you know what, Pastor, I'm tired of putting the blame on my past. I'm tired of putting the blame on everything else. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Somebody about to help me this morning. It's not my mother. It's not my friend. It's not my cousin. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I declare and decree, and I break, and my God Almighty, offer everyone that been stopping themselves to reach their full potential of the things that God has for you in this world, in this life, in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that you're going to remove your grown self out the way. You're going to humble yourself down, amen, for God to raise you into that man, into that woman that you don't declare, that you don't decree, that you don't see, that you can be, in the name of who? Somebody need to yell out this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody need to yell out Jesus. The first thing that when we really have a shift in our minds and shift in our spirits that many of us have, God reposition you as a child, not somebody that has all the sense. That's why learning relationships and learning how to get in the right relationship is very important. And it's something that you cannot figure it out, but it's something that has to be led and connected by the Holy Ghost. And once we, God, place us in a place to where we are drifting by ourselves, it seems like nobody around. There ain't nobody with us. That's how Moses was. He was just in the river by himself, just drifting. Then God connected us to a whole new environment, a whole new environment that we are not used to. We're not accustomed of seeing. We're not accustomed of hearing. And it connects us to that environment, not for us to be the smartest person in the room, to dictate to what goes on, but for us to be developed into that vision that would be developed or matured, but we could walk into that full blessing. And that's where the first part that we have to understand in our lives, especially when we know that God done placed us around great people, around new doctors, around new establishment that really care us. Now is my time to listen and learn. As I'm listening, I'm learning. Yes, there's going to be times to where God got to redirect you, got to recorrect you. That's not the time for me to get in my feelings. That's not the time for me to feel some type of way. That's the time for me to what? Learn. Because right after I see and I hear, it calls physical learning. I learn physically. I put my hands to do. I put my hands to work. I probably got to get popped. The Lord says, spare the rod, spoil the child. God probably got to hit me with a switch here and there. But it's just to do what? Develop me. Then as I'm learning, I begin to apply. And as I'm applying, I keep working. I probably don't got this walking thing right. And every now and then I fall back. I fall back, but I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I don't stay there. See, many of you, you're still in the fallen stages of your life to where you have not learned how to walk. Because in the midst of your situation, instead of you keep getting up, you want to lay there because it feels comfortable. Getting up and walking is still a challenge for you. You still want somebody, you want somebody to come pick you up. You still want somebody to come to hold you up. But God said, if you want this mature thing, you want this mature blessing, no. You don't need nobody to hold you up. You got to walk up on your own. Get up. You fell. Yes, get back up. Yes. You got tired. You're throwing the towel. Well, don't wait on somebody to bring your white towel back. You go and get your towel and bring it back and pick it back and destroy it. To where I got to work on me. To be what? Be developed. And ask God, I'm applying and doing different things. But guess what? Now I can begin to see and embrace blessing. And the first thing that I embrace different things that I'm being responsible for my own life. Before it get bigger, it comes small. Before it get bigger, it comes little. See, many of you worrying about the little things in life. That's the first phase before it comes bigger. Scripture declares, despise not small beginnings. Despise not. So now my financial bracket, I probably just able to get this. Despise not the little. I need to show God that I'm responsible of this. I need to show God, even though things might get hard at times, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to get into a place and say, Lord, I'm going to lose. But guess what I'm going to do? Yeah, it knocked me down. I'm getting up. I'm brushing myself off. I'm getting up. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm getting back up because I'm going to learn how to walk. I'm going to walk in my financial blessing. I'm going to walk into my healing. I'm walking into my deliverance. I'm walking into the things of God that he has for me. I'm walking into my new mindset. I'm walking into my new career. I'm walking into my new endeavors. I'm walking. I'm not calling on nobody to ask them, say, hey, I need you to help. No, we're going to figure this out, me and the Holy Ghost, because what? We are walking. Because it's not about people. It's about me maturing myself. But I can show God. I can show my father. I can show my parent that I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that. I'm going to give a short testimony that my wife shared with me, and she used to share with me every now and then. I remember my wife was saying how she was going to college, and as she was trying to enter into this college, the people basically told her, no, it looked like it was an impossible situation that she's going to be able to be registered to. She journeyed with all her eggs in the basket, and as she journeyed with nothing to go back to, she had to let the people know that no way that I'm going back where I come from. Something is going to happen. Something needs to happen. Very demanding. Very pushy on the issue and determined. Determined. Where you know where you come from and you know you're not going back there, you'll be determined. Nobody don't have to motivate you. Nobody don't have to tell you to get up. Nobody don't have to tell you to get up. This is what God knows. Your determination is going to cause you to get up. It's going to cause you to brush yourself off. And as she was determined, she was already in contact with her mother, letting her mother know what's going on. Then this one particular time, she called her mother, let her know that everything is going to be all right, things going to happen. And she shared with me and say, her mother say, nah, no, now I can sleep. And I know that you're going to be able to make it. She knew that at that point she's going to be able to make it. God knows you're going to be able to make it of the different things that you go through. You're able to stand up under pressure. Even though it gets you down to where you got to go behind your closed doors and cry, scream, but at the end of the day, you brush yourself off and say, I'm not giving up. God promised me a better financial life. I'm not giving up. God promised me that my life, my health is going to be healed. I'm not giving up. Family, my family is going to be restored. I'm not giving up. what God told me I can have out of my life is for me. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in a towel. I can care what the naysayers say. I can care what the things, what they say. But God told me this is where I belong and I'm staying here. That's determination. How many of you are so easy to walk away and give up on life, on the things that God has for you, on relationships, on yourself, on the set goals God has for you? And it's because you're trying to bring your grown mind into a place to where God says, just learn and go along with the ride. Then to where you're going to be able to apply. I declare and decree this morning, this evening, this afternoon, that you can really examine yourself and see where you're at. And don't miss the season that is really haven't set in yet, but we're at the tip of it right now, at the beginning of it right now, where opportunities are opening up, people are being blessed, things are going to where you just have a season of going through it because your father or your parent realize you are not ready and you need to come back home. You're not ready for this, so you need to go back. You're not ready for that. You need to go back. I want you to reach the maturity of the blessing for you to see what God has for you. One thing that I realized, the accountability is great. But honestly, the stress, the variation is lessened. But accountability is great because do not want to disappoint who? My Father. I declare and decree that many of you will shake off these little bitty tantrums and these little bitty fits and having these mindset. And many of you are in a new place with people, new surroundings, new things, new job, new career, new whatever, that now you're no longer the smartest person in the room. Guess what? Learn, listen, build, be developed. Because it's not about where you are right now or what you have. It's about what it takes to get what God approved already for your life, where you're going. I just hope you all was blessed. I hope I gave you something to help you all, but we could keep on pushing our way and keep pushing our way into the things of God. I thank God for you all. Listen, tune back in tomorrow morning. If not, you don't hear something on, amen. Nevertheless, just keep on trying the following day. We just thank God for you all for just tuning in. I bless God for each and every one of you. Hope you can examine your life and find out where I'm at in my life and find out that at the end of the day, it wasn't about the people. It wasn't about the people that was gossiping about me or talking about me. It was about God trying to remove me out of a new environment so he could raise me into what I need to have. I declare and decree that you'll stop seeing people. You'll stop seeing the negativity, and you'll begin to see the beauty that God has for you. Understand this. It's not about me separating my relationship with people, but I got to separate my mind where people think and how they used to think in that system that was going on and place it in another system so I could live the life that God chose for me to live. I declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope it was a message to be a blessing to you all. God bless you all. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.